cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on February the 1st, 2008. Newcomers, look into my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and try and put the scattered pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together, because you'll find little bits and pieces of them through all the different talks I've given over the years. And also look into Alan Watt sent in sentinel.eu for transcripts in various languages of Europe, which you can download and print up and pass around to your friends. Now, some people ask me about the books and so on that I sell. And I sell books, a DVD, a couple of MP3s, and that's where the sole income comes from. A complete income. I don't get paid for the shows I go on. I don't ask for money. If I did, I would have to bring on guests who were salespeople for corporations and companies that sell things. So I try to just give out the basic information and use the avenues that we have. And we are lucky in a sense that the U.S. is the only country on the planet pretty well that still gives this avenue for people to speak out and tell others what's really going on. The only real alternative media, as far as a big satellite system goes, in the planet today. So we have to take what we can and use it to the best of our ability. So for those who are selling my stuff in various sites across the internet, I'd ask you to stop, because the only place you can buy the material are from the authorized sites, such as cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's it. I haven't authorized anyone else to do it. And if I go down, I go down, and I'll go back to teaching small groups of people who are fairly wealthy and live a lot better than I'm doing right now. So for all the little people out there who are trying to put me under, you're doing no one a favor by giving up my stuff for free across the planet. And also remember, too, you can also donate to me, because that keeps me going as well. Otherwise, I'd have to, literally as I say, do a full-time job or teach. Same thing. Now, so much is happening with all of the pieces falling together right now, because we're in the next phase of this New World Order agenda that was kicked off really visually across the planet on September the 11th, 2001. That was the whole idea of it. And that's why the next day you heard the statements from the main characters, the big frontmen players, saying that nothing will ever be the same again. And Rumsfeld said this might be a 100 years war. What was he talking about, a 100 years war? The supposedly greatest superpower, and the only great superpower left on the planet, is the U.S., and here he's talking about a 100 years war. Well, let's get it straight. It's nothing to do with finishing off a Middle East agenda. It's not that. It's a war on the entire world to bring forth and complete this phase of an agenda, which is to bring in a brave new world scenario, the dream of these characters for the last few 100 years at least, probably longer, but at least they start writing about it in the 1700s. That's what it's all about. We'll talk more about this after the following messages.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. And before the break, I was just mentioning that we're rushing ahead through a very well-planned agenda, a very old agenda, which is going to culminate with a Brave New World scenario with a completely different way of living for those who are, you might call it living, some might not, because they're going to breed people for specific tasks, and the elite have already decided who each other happens to be, and they will be spared all of this, of course, because they're so superior. They are the culmination of evolution, part of their big religion. And everyone who's left and who hasn't made it to the top is just the sort of junk genes. That's basically it. And with all of the sciences at their command, tremendous money went into scientific investigation to create incredible weaponry, which is pretty well silent. It's silent weapons for quiet wars. The quiet war has always been on the public to herd us along into this particular lane that we're in today, and they know where they want to guide us, and it's a step-by-step process. And I was looking through The Open Conspiracy, which is a book put out by our great old friend H.G. Wells. And, you know, he made a number one edition, which is a bit more telling. His second edition, he omitted some rather harsh statements and tidied it up a little bit more. But he does mention in it about this conspiracy, an open conspiracy, because the big foundations that he was part of and the big society societies that were authorized to be there on behalf of the British Crown and what they stood for, had pretty well published a lot of the documentation, which was available in libraries and still is, in fact. It's just that most folk don't want to read these kind of books. They're kind of dry and boring. But within these books, like this one here, The Open Conspiracy, he tells you back in his day that politics and politicians were really redundant. They're redundant. And that they were just front men. Now, we're talking back in the 1920s when the second edition came out. So politicians were already redundant. They were front men who know how to pull the tribal strings, say all the right things that you're conditioned to hear, and you're supposed to vote for them, while all along much, much bigger groups ran the countries. One person cannot manage a country. He won't even get through all of the top staff in his whole tenure in office. There's too many of them, too many departments and levels of organization. Never mind all the black op systems that came out of the CIA and MI6, which they can't even get into themselves. And those big black op operations, the high departments of MI6 and CIA, are only answerable to the global elites. They were always their masters, not the politicians. So I think we should understand that the usual sideline, as we get sidelined along, of just voting for someone isn't going to change this agenda. It won't happen. If someone was genuine, if there was a new messiah came down, he'd be killed so quickly if he was really genuine, if he wasn't a part of the system. It would not be allowed. These guys mean business at the top, and they're not going to back off for anyone at all. Now, it's good that certain politicians are out there right now, at least for the first time, addressing what everyone has been talking about at the bottom level and making them at least discuss these particular topics for the first time openly. But believe you me, the changes have to come through every individual on the planet, because this is a planetary war. It's not just an American war or a British war. They love to keep it localized to make you think it's still a nation, but these internationalists have been running the world for over 100 years openly at their own level. And when they set up the League of Nations, they declared that that was the end of nationalism back then. They still use nationalism when it suits them to have you go off and fight wars for them, but really, they are international. Our bureaucracies are already intertwined with everyone else's bureaucracies, and every law that comes down from building a house to putting in plumbing or whatever all comes from the United Nations. Has been for years. It's just signed into law by your own presidents and prime ministers. That's the sad truth of what we're living in today. There are many levels of this deception, and we've been given so many false leads by the same ones at the top to keep us distracted while they pull off the next stunt. And they're already doing it. Now, people are talking about all the coming catastrophes and possibilities and what-ifs, etc. Meanwhile, we've been sprayed like bugs from the air for 10 years solid across the planet. We're being drugged. We're being poisoned. So all the rest of it is a mute point. Anything is a mute point until we can get the spraying stopped, because we are being openly poisoned. People are coming down with chronic fatigue from all the spraying. When it's really heavy, summer and winter, we all get lethargic, want to sleep. People have chronic bronchitis all year round now. Asthma is skyrocketing. And for the first time in history, they're diagnosing adults with asthma. People in their 40s and 50s. It's incredible. An open spraying in the skies, but we're being distracted from everything, about everything else. The media will not touch the spraying. So I'm going to be putting more and more sites, or other people's sites, up on my website, who've done their homework and can add to the information available to us. on this brain. Now, I think we've got a caller from New York. Is it Leroy? Is it Leroy? Are you there or were you here?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking that the New World Religion, the UN-sanctioned one, will get propagated through exposing how all current religions are allegories for planetary concepts. And so why not just cut to the chase and just start worshipping Mother Earth?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Within all religions, you still have that element there. And it's very difficult for those who belong to the authorized religions to see what someone outside of them would see, obviously. But they can't see it at all. But within, yeah, you're absolutely right, within all the organized religions, you do have that. There, pre-Rome, even pre-Christian Rome, had the Alma Mater, and they brought that in from Persia. They brought lots of gods in from Persia, and that really was where the sacrificing of the bull came from, and eventually they adapted that along with Mithraism into one. But when they transformed into a new church, they readapted or readopted all of the old gods, which the peasantry were used to. And it's the same with some of the African countries. They accept voodoo and Catholicism together. As long as you come into the church, they'll use those particular gods and deities, you know.
Now, the allegories, are they just to create virtual realities, or is there something about being binded to...
It's a Hegelian technique of mind control. And you can go back to Zoroastrianism. And that seems to be our first record of having a good deity versus a bad deity, and a record kept of your good points versus your bad points, and that transformed into the other religions which followed from it, really, using the same blueprint. And to the average person, it's a real head trip when you follow the Jehovah trail that was given to the West, that was supposed to be a localized people's deity. And Jehovah was a very angry, jealous god that wanted lots of blood and burnt offerings. And now we saw that in a movie to do with people in grass skirts on some island somewhere. We'd have no problem, being horrified. But yeah, when you're trained to believe this is this is your god, you see it in a completely different way altogether. Understand? It's strange that deity was given to the West, and then you had the Hegelian part kicking in, just like Zoroaster. You had Ahriman, that was a bad guy, and Ahura Mazda was a good guy, and they give you a Jesus who gives you a loving, kind God who forgives you, completely opposite of Jehovah. So you're watching the Hegelian dialectic once again. And meanwhile, while that's all going on, and you've a fight between good and evil for your soul, you have the one God in charge of both good and evil, you know.
Yeah.
So there's no escape, really.
Now, wouldn't a brain chip actually be something new under the sun? Or is that why it would be a brave new world?
It would be far easier. You won't need religion, then. You won't need diversions. Right. You won't need to entertain people, fill their spare time for them, because it's a dangerous thing if they start to think. So they'll simply be chipped and be incapable of thinking as an individual at all. Yeah. It's an interesting thing when you think about it. We've been here for, they say, thousands, maybe millions of years.
Yeah.
And it seems like our main goal is our nirvana, is to work through science to a state of complete oblivion of thought. What a goal to have. It really, isn't it? Rather than become the greatest thing we can become, we're working to become insects almost, where we're programmed to have our particular jobs and just perform them perfunctorily without having to learn anything. It'll be programmed in your genes, like a worker bee or an ant. Okay? I'll be back with more after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we have Umar from Michigan on the line. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Basically, what I'm hearing you saying, Alan, is we might as well just take the blue pill and go on back to sleep.
For most people, they already are, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and I noticed
they can't
that
break through. Most folk can't. Most people, I never expected it either. I've looked through plenty of history, and most of the public at all ages are pretty well as much the same. It's only the few ones here, there, who can divert something or at least stall something for long enough to at least move the rest in a different direction.
That's why I try so hard, because I understand for a person like me, the way I was, to have access to all this knowledge that came my way from studying the writings of Bill Cooper and Dr. John Coleman, mm-hmm. and others, you know, it's like, to me, RBN got the solution on the website. It's just a question of when it's going to happen. I'm referring to John Ross's book.
Yes.
And I think that's the only thing that they're going to understand, because these people, you know, I mean, like, you got, we see them on TV every day, and they done caused the demise of whole countries.
Yeah.
You know, like Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Alexander Haig being involved with the global 2000 agenda and depopulation.
Yes.
and how they devastated the entire African continent with the AIDS.
Yep.
And put it in America so that Africans here could get it and everything. And then it's like it's no justice. It's proof they did it.
Yeah.
But it's nobody ain't nobody gonna do nothing about it.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of things that were done to the public, the Americans, Canadians, and British and Europeans by their own secret intelligence services. Not just spraying nuclear stuff in the sky over them in the 1950s onwards, a whole list of stuff, including bacteriums and viruses, that are declassified from their own governments. And I'm going to put all that up on the web as well, because, see, we don't need enemies in China or somewhere else.
We got them right here.
We got them right here. And you see, it's always been this way.
Right.
And they always declassify it after about 30 to 50 years when a new generation grows up, thinking, well, we've become civilized since then. I guess they wouldn't do it now. And the opposite is true. We're treated just like farming stock.
Alan, I want to say that I recognize a great spirit in you. And to all you people out there listening, stop with the racism. It's us against them. You know, I'm just a common man, just like everybody else is a common man. We got families. We want to get our kids through this so they won't have to ever go through nothing like this. And all of us got to take the leadership role and reverse what these people are trying to do to us. We are not their slaves.
That's right. That's right. You see, that's what gets me. You have all these different factions who are still in their condition matrix with their hand to their heart, just like the ancient pharaohs had their nobility do, and swearing allegiance, and never cluing into the fact that no, we're all just slaves here. It doesn't matter where our origins come from, we're all slaves. And it's about time that the white guys started to understand that too, that most of the white people who came here in the 1700s came out of serfdom, which is just a form of slavery. It's just a nice term for slavery. And they only had a little bit of wealth from the 1950s to about the 75, and that was about it. And now we're going back down again. And the guys at the top use this race card all the time to stir up trouble and strife. And we're all fighting each other. We're going down that big hole in the sink at the bottom together, while the guys at the top laugh and get on with it, the real work.
That's exactly what they're doing, laughing at us, because I look at, too, the fact that a lot of these people that have these shows, they always talking about they don't want to see the Illuminati get hurt, or maybe we ought to forgive them. It's no amount of forgiveness for them.
No, these guys at the top have chosen. They are psychopathic. Even the psychiatrists, with all their pseudosciences, have done enough studies, and they say themselves that you cannot alter the behavior of a psychopath. They're born like that. And sure enough, these characters at the top come from long lineages of psychopaths, male and female, and power and money. Do you realize that there's only 20 families on the planet run the stock market with the controlling investments on a daily basis? 20 families worldwide, or 200, sorry, worldwide. These guys just put in about $20 to $40 billion per day through the big investment firms. Withdraw. They build countries. They sink countries at whim, and that's where the power is concentrated, in the hands of a few very old families that probably have their genealogical charts going back for thousands of years.
And it's a wise quote in the what they call the Babylonian slave technology book.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and this is to the so-called powers that be, you are gods, but you will die as men.
Yeah.
Alan, I'm going to let somebody else get in there.
Well, thanks for calling. That's you've hit on some good points there that are so important that people have to start coming together, because we're being picked off from all areas and angles, and we've got to stop it now before we all go down the tubes.
That's right. You have a blessed night.
You too. Now I've got Andrea from Texas. Are you there, Andrea?
Oh?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm here. I have a couple quick questions about some books. There's this nice used bookstore here in town, and I put on hold some of 1938 copies of some of the
Hold on a second, Andrea. Could you hold on, and we'll finish this after this break. I just heard a comment over the earpiece.
Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. And we have Andrea from Texas on the line. Sorry about that cutoff there. It was a rapid cutoff, but the music didn't come in.
It happens. Yeah. I had found the Toynbee Royal Institute for International Affairs books, and there's also these books on British foreign policy records from 1919 to 1938. Do you think there'd be anything in that?
Yeah, you will find a lot of the whole idea that was given to the public after World War II, but you'll find it was all stuff that had been decided in the 20s and 30s. Yeah.
Okay. And what the last caller hit on about the whole race issue, you know, I really feel him on that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my father today. He's a trucker, and he goes through California and everything, and he informed me that they've got this new thing coming up next year that all the diesel trucks have to be 2008 models and above in order to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember him mentioning that it's mostly Mexican trucks running here now. And then I got to thinking about the whole racism thing and
mm-hmm.
how NAFTA ties into all this and GATT and all that. And I was wondering, maybe they have some of the big boys companies in, you know, like running that side south of the border or something like that, just to, you know, so they can make money and even drum up this whole.
Or they will. They will. I mean, the big boys themselves, when they pull, I mean, people forget this, it just happened not too long ago, that after the Gatt Treaty, and before the Gatt Treaty, they were already setting up for the mass exodus from the U.S. and Canada of all our industry over to China, and the big boys were the ones who brought their so-called American businesses over to China and plonked them down there, and they were allowed to pollute solar as much as they wish. Now, these same CEOs are also interwoven with the big foundations that back home are telling us, well, we've got to cut down on pollution and so on. So this is an attack, a psychological attack on many fronts. And they also want to put out all the smaller carriers, independent carriers and couriers and tractor fellows out of business. They tried that about 10 years ago with other means to get them off the road. And so there's only the big international ones left. And so sure, the big boys themselves will run both sides of the fence at the Mexican border and bring in the old trucks under their own amnesties. Under the NAFTA agreement, south of the border, south of in Mexico, they don't have to go along with the same pollution standards. That's written into the NAFTA deal, and they'll be allowed to bring their own trucks back up here.
Wow. All right. Yeah, and he also said Arnold passed it because they had a study done and said that the diesel emissions were causing the residents of Long Beach, you know, adverse health effects. And I was thinking, I'm like, what about all the crisscrossing in the sky?
I know. They keep us distracted while they drug us. And I'm sure, you know, it's not just weather manipulation. It's not just all the physical effects that will become obvious in the near future when we're all probably sterile or something. It's also, I'm sure they're tranquilizing the public as well.
Speaking of that, there was heavy fog the other day, and, you know, I'm not an airline pilot, but I don't think jumbo jets should be flying at about, I don't know, maybe 20 stories high.
Yeah.
And that happened right in the fog over my head, and, like, I looked up, and you could hear it, and nobody even, like, noticed.
No, the television didn't tell them to look up. If TV doesn't tell them, they won't do anything. They'll just wait, you know.
Because I know I'm not a pilot, but they're not supposed to be flying one after another like that in rapid succession. I just had to make sure, you know, with somebody else, you know, that I'll let somebody else get on.
Yes, but thanks
all
for
right.
calling in, though. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Now we've got, is it Tim from North Carolina?
Alan?
Yes.
Hey, we truly are in the land of the dead. Because I've been talking to people, and they're just so deeply programmed, I don't believe they'll ever pull out of it.
And most will not, and I have always known that, though. So. Yeah.
And do you think that, do you think there would ever be a defection from this psychopath side, whether it's psychopaths up there or not, that would defect and start opening their mouth?
I'm sure that will happen as they get towards the end of this part of the agenda, when some of the lower ones who are living pretty high on the hog with lots of status start to see that there's no room for them in the next world order, and they'll probably start coming out then. But I'm sure they'll also have lots of accidents and rapid succession, all these coincidences, to try and silence anybody else who tries to speak out from their own ranks. They don't tolerate that very well at all.
You know, another thing is I noticed on a lot of the talk radio, you know, they always are talking about, like, you know, the money system and the voting and everything, but it never leads back to the crux of the problem, which is the system.
It's the system itself. You see, you cannot fix or save something that was never yours to begin with. And that's what people don't realize in this matrix system. They think that they still want to believe everything's just evolved sort of haphazardly up until the present, and it's just recently it's been taken over or diverted. There's nothing further from the truth. The characters used to have wars in ancient times in order to introduce their money system. People didn't use money at one time. You've got to remember that. And it was through the introduction of money, even with the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians went through country after country and got them into debt once they had accepted their money. And then they took those countries over, formed armies, paid them money. You can't have an army without pay. They'd all go home. And then they'd go off and conquer the next country. This system's been here for thousands of years. It's corrupt and deviant. There's nothing humane in it.
You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, you know, and he mentioned that he was a 32nd degree Mason, right?
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy. He really is. And I don't think he knows what he's in.
Oh, most of them don't. Most of them join for the little perks they can get and to be a sort of naughty boys club. But in reality, they don't get into the higher secret. Life begins at 40. It's the 40th degree.
Right. Yeah, I remember saying that. Yeah.
I've
enjoyed the books, Alan. I really have. And did you get my donation I sent in the mail?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed the books. I've read them. I think I'm on about the fifth time on them.
Yeah, there's more in there. You'll see more each time you read them.
Yeah, I know. It's all come together for me. But a lot of people, though, if you even start talking to this stuff, they don't get it.
No, they will never get it. As long as they can switch on that TV and their favorite soap or comedy or regular routine show is on, the world is just fine.
And why is it that, you know, I've noticed you've had a couple of callers that they always want to argue the Bible deal with you.
Oh, it's an organization. I think it was on one of the shortwave stations, in fact, where some preacher told them to start harassing other talk show hosts that didn't go along with their version of the Bible.
Yeah, and that's a big sticking point. That's, you know, I wish I could get some more information on how to really read the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I know about the allegory part and the Jacob's ladder deal with Moses and all that, but I wish there was more a better way to do it.
Yeah, if you understand it, the Old Testament is the rules of the system for the illumined ones who run the world. They're hidden in allegorical form, where slavery is just okay, and you can cheat and steal as long as you do it craftily. In fact, your God will bless you, and stuff like that. If you understand the rules. But and then the New Testament is the dialectic again, which makes a passive population obedient to the ones who run the Old Testament system and understand what it's all about.
Yeah, I was talking to this lady and her husband the other day on a service call, right? And they got kind of hostile with me about the Bible deal. And she told me, she says, "I said, well, there's nothing wrong with using your brain, is it?" And this guy calls me a humanist, and I didn't even know what it meant. So I come back and checked it out and found out what it meant. And she tells me, she says, well, you know, God will make food come from the sky and water come from a rock. I said, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you talk to somebody like that?
Well, you can, because you're looking at people who think inside a very small box, this only box I've ever known. And it's like Plato's cave. I always use analogy of Plato's cave. People should read it, because they will try and fit all reality, any new reality, any new facts back into that cave. It's got to fit that cave and what's inside the cave to compare it to, and you cannot. It's a form of insanity.
Yeah, I believe it is too. I get off and let somebody else talk, Alan.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks. And we have Robert in Canada. Are you there, Robert?
Hi, Alan. How are you tonight?
Not so bad. I've been up on the roof getting all the snow off the satellite, up and down like a yo-yo.
we're going to get rain here on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, Alan, I'm just going to talk for a second. I just want to say that some of the books that you mentioned, like Morals and Dogma and Tragedy and Hope and Next Megan Ears, if some of your listeners, if you go onto Google and if you type in the name of the books and you type the letters PDF after it, you can get the electronic versions of those books online. So in case people don't have them, they can do that.
Yeah, because they're expensive to buy, I know. Yeah,
and also I've been taking your transcripts and making them into PDFs, and also your the free talks that you have on your website and making them into MP3s, and then you can burn the transcripts and the MP3s onto like CDs and hand them out to people. I've been doing that as well. So
okay.
This is a suggestion to some of your listeners.
Yeah, they can. They can do that. Lots of people have been doing it. There was even a baker in New York giving this stuff out to his customers. I thought that was really nice.
that's great. And also, just one more thing, Alan.
Yeah.
On the CBC website back in, I think it was in December, you mentioned about how NASA was scrambling to get the space station finished because the space shuttle is going to be retiring in or 2010.
Yeah.
And they were kind of a little frantic, and I was wondering, like, it just sounds funny that 2010 pops up.
Yeah. That's going to be a big era, even with Arthur C. Clarke's 2001, then 2010, that leaves you with, oh, something wonderful is going to happen. And Arthur C. Clarke wrote that back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So he was a high Freemason and on the know, and actually wrote for the Globalist Elite on behalf of their agenda and the United Nations. If you read his book, 3001, he gives you what's supposed to be the remnant of the illumined ones living in high towers in a future where you can keep no secrets. Everyone's brain is monitored by computers. So, yeah, he writes on behalf of them, and 2010 was to be a big year for him, too. And it's interesting as well, the space station, is that we used to call it an international space station, which is ISIS, you see, ISIS.
Right.
And if you just speak it, and these guys love their little jokes, and this is the old mansion in the sky that they talked about that would be there if they had to, you know, create some catastrophe on the Earth, they'd have a mansion in the sky. That's how they couched it a couple of hundred years ago.
Oh, just one last thing. I took your suggestion. I watched the documentary, The Future of Food.
Yeah.
They hit on your website there. And
that's
a very good documentary.
It's amazing to realize how blatant they can be with so much. But yes, because the public are conditioned into the surrealistic world of hearing real truth, little bits and bites of truth through the media, interspaced with sports, Hollywood bimbos and their problems, and all this kind of stuff, nothing becomes real anymore to them. Right. And most people are living in a matrix, a true scientifically designed matrix, and they cannot tell the difference between fact and fiction anymore.
Well, anyways, I'll let you go, Alan, and let you get on to your next callers. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And this, again, is by design. It is called scientific socialism. Well documented. Again, you can get The Open Conspiracy by H.G. Wells. That's only one book of many. He was a propagandist employed by the group that was authorized to exist by the Crown. He was also a founding member of the Fabian Society, a society run by bigwigs, actually. Even Lord Astor was a member of it and helped fund it. And they would lead the working people along the wrong path by having them demand laws, creating groups demanding laws, which would eventually ensnare them all, massive bureaucracies that would run their lives for them. So Wells was well aware of his part in it all. He also hated the ordinary working people. In fact, he was terrified of them, this great socialist. He wanted the population reduction to occur. He wanted the end of marriage. He wrote a book in the late 1800s, in fact, one of his first books, on free love and the abolition of marriage, after he was released from his specialized training by the grandfather of Aldous Huxley, Sir Thomas Huxley. That was his mentor and his teacher, and he belonged to the Red Tie Brigade that they let loose from Oxford University. That's what they called them back then. So this is not a new agenda. We're going through, we're just living a part of an agenda, and this part was written a long time ago. That's how simple it is for those that give us a reality. Our lives, all the main things that happen in our lives are already planned and scripted. We live through them, and it's given to us by the media. It's all been one great coincidence after another, one mishap after another, one foul up by bureaucracies after another, and nothing is further from the truth. These guys at the top don't make mistakes. They don't invade countries and then get bogged down and say, we didn't see this coming. No, they know exactly every part of their agenda because they work out the future with military precision and strategy. They hire the best minds and the true experts in their fields to work for them, and they don't make mistakes. They really don't make mistakes. And now they have to simply coerce us to go along with their agenda. The bulk of the population always will. In fact, they count on the majority of the public, who are really their greatest supporters. They couldn't do without each other. They form a symbiotic relationship, the good shepherds and the sheep. They truly do. You can't have one without the other. If one perishes, so would the other. It's the few people who have spirit or soul, call it what you want, intellect, awareness, those who are conscious, who always suffer, down through the ages because of the elite and the masses that allow the most terrible things to happen to themselves. And yet it's always a small group of people worldwide, scattered as they are, who end up diverting this particular, at least delaying this particular plan here and there down through the ages. And that's all we can hope for today, because most people, even in the supposed Patriot Movement, and I've gone through the history of the Patriot Movement, I've even read an article from the Toronto Star where they gave you the history of the CIA starting up the Patriot Side radio station shortwave back in the 60s, supposedly to combat communism, and they hired Christian front groups to lead the charge. And personally, I don't think they've ever totally given up. There's so many people involved in the movement who are supposedly ex-CIA, ex-FBI, and all that. And to be honest with you, I don't think you're ever ex the firm. It doesn't happen. You're always in the firm, as they say. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're in the last, getting towards the last lap of this particular talk, and going over some very unpleasant, maybe even unpopular topics, but they have to be said. Things which are true must be said, and it's really a sin, if you like, a sin not to say them when people know what's wrong. We must talk out. It's all we can truly do. Now we've got Chip from Georgia on the line. Are you there, Chip?
Yes, sir. I have a question, and I'd like you to expound on it a little further if you have the time. An earlier caller was talking about the Bible and it being an allegory, and you had said something about that it was a manual for the elite or something of that nature. I wonder if you could explain that a little further, and also...
You've got 2 minutes before the end of the show here.
Okay, well, go ahead, and I'll let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go into all that. It's the last little hop in the show. Except if you look at even some of the situations you're given in story form, such as the blessings bestowed upon Jacob for what? For cheating his old dad and lying and getting the blessing, and he was blessed for doing so because he did it craftily. I could go on and on and on, but you see, it doesn't matter because people who are steeped into worshipping a particular form of a deity will can't see anything but that form. They will never, ever see any other side of it. As I say, if you were to go outside of yourself and simply look at the same thing happening on a little Pacific island somewhere and people slaughtering lots of animals and having a deity that smoked out a volcano who loved the smell of burnt offerings in the morning and lots of blood, you'd be horrified. It's quite simple. But I won't even get into these debates because I'm long, way past that. Way past that. Way beyond all of that. You see? And I never really got into the trap of it, although I understood it more so than some of the people who actually taught the exoteric. It was rather easy to see the esoteric. And that's why, as they say, there's a God of the world, and those that serve the God of the world are well blessed by the things of the world, as they say in the higher lodges. Quite simple. But for those that follow such a deity, I don't even try to deprogram. It's not my place to deprogram them. And if they're happy in it, it's no different than those who are happy in a television world where the regular soaps come on and keep them feeling comfortable. Everything is normal, even though all hell could be breaking loose outside of them. As Gandhi said, you know, Christianity is all very well. I'd like to meet a Christian. Think about it. Just think about it. Because you don't see much of it today. And they're all ready to kill each other over minor differences. And it's all exoteric differences because they don't understand the inner. I always say, too, if it was a Jesus Christ to come back tomorrow, they'd put him back on the cross again because he wouldn't fit in. They follow someone who supposedly stood up against a corrupt, evil system, and because of it, he was killed. Meanwhile, these are the same characters with their suits and ties. They go to church. They're always voting for the same tyrants over and over again. They stand for what they think is their system and their way of life. Well, from Hamish and myself, from a snowy, windy Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.